Archansky Sports Notebook, exclusively on 97.9 The Hill, WCHL.
Leaky Black is the latest face of Carolina basketball. This is Archansky with Friday Sports Notebook. The soon-to-be super senior is a throwback to the days we all loved the Tar Heels like members of our own family, even if we had never met them. Leaky has been here long enough to embrace our embrace. He did it Thursday night when he strolled with a couple of lesser-known teammates onto the patio of K-Chula, the new hotspot on West Franklin Street for downtowners of all ages. It's hard to miss someone who was 6'8", but Black blended in like he was one of us. With his easy smile that belied his sometimes intense look on the court, Leaky was undisturbed except for accommodating a couple of pictures. For Rayshon Black of Concord, North Carolina, this was clearly his second home. It was remindful of when the Tar Heels all stayed around 4 years, and we all felt a special kinship to them from watching games on TV, or lucky ones to have tickets to Carmichael and the Smith Center. When UNC teams of the past fell just short at the end of the season, we all knew those with eligibility were returning. We counted on them just as they counted on another year in Chapel Hill. It goes back to All-American Larry Miller, the handsome hunk who drove around in his convertible and was as polite to strangers as he was attractive to the comely co-eds and squeaking teens. Charlie Scott was welcome to the first place he had ever lived with mostly white people. He could have gone to the old ABA after his junior year, but wanted to play one more college basketball for Dean Smith. Through the 70s, from Steve Prevost to Phil Ford to Mike O'Korn and all of their teammates who walked Franklin Street with well-deserved swag. In the 80s, even when James and Michael and JR left after their junior years, we knew they would be back by summer. The 90s proved a little different, when more early first-rounders made the game seem transient. We appreciated the long haulers even more. Other factors were involved for sure, but Black and his mates who decided to return as upperclassmen not only gave us chills on the court, but also a thrill on the hill that most of us haven't felt in a long time. Thanks, guys. It's nice having you all around town again. This is Archansky. See ya.